Once we have found Allah and our hearts connect with Allah, our dunya's work will also carry on. And in fact, Allah will make dunya's work so easy that we will just be an outward excuse doing that. Allah will take care. You don't have to slog for this world, sweat for it. Allah will make everything easy when you are connected with Him. Wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hai. And how do we know? It's easy to claim that me also, every moment I'm with Allah, my thoughts are with Allah. But the proof of it is that fani buto, a temporary idols, whether it is the woman of the street, whether it is all porn and filth and dirt, whether it is one's ego, one wants his popularity, whether it is one's business, his cars, whether it is the sports, whether it is any other amusement and time passing thing, so much how that you are connected with Allah, you'll see you are being disconnected from all these things. Your interest won't be in all this. Your necessary work of dunya you'll do, but your heart will be still connected with Allah. You'll be doing your business, very busy, but when azan goes, or your eyes will be on your watch every time, that namaz time is coming. And namaz time, you will go for your namaz. If you are in the vicinity of a masjid, you'll go and make it in the masjid. Otherwise, wherever you are, but your namaz you won't let go. Even in your sleep, you'll be waking up that I dream I had the alarm. And you check up, now it's still only 1 o'clock still at night. That worry will come into a person when he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. So of all temporary and worldly things, haram things, his heart will just go off those. Even amusement and time passing things, his heart won't be in those things either. His heart, wufani buto se, juda ho rahe hai. And there is a good gauge and thermometer to see how much we are connected with Allah. How much we are disconnected from all these other things is a sign how much we are connected in reality with Allah Ta'ala. There is no doubt that the older the wine is, the more stronger, the more expensive, the more delicious it is. Attar also the same thing. They say more older the attar, the more valuable. Wine also they say that here is no expiry date. But here the more older it becomes, the more it matures. Just like biryani the next day is more tastier than the biryani of that day. The next day's biryani is even more tastier. So the old liquor accepted, it is got more value, it is more tastier. Leke naye jaam meena ata ho rahe hai. But at the same time, new enjoyments of Allah are also being, one is being blessed with. In other words, the old enjoyment you had, you think of your Shaykh Awwal, you think of your young days when you were also in the path of Allah, and that also you are enjoying. And as you are proceeding, new enjoyments also. The past also, what enjoyments you think of your share, the time you spend with your share, and presently also, Allah is not now finished now, but He's giving you new enjoyment. All the time, those people who strive for Allah, they have been blessed with old enjoyments and new enjoyments all the time. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. And to get this, sometimes you have to give your heart. That is, enjoyments of the heart. Some thoughts of guna will come. Whether it is old gunas that you had committed, replaying them again. Or just some thoughts now presently of some guna. So you give your heart, you don't think of that guna. As soon as you become conscious, Toba, Toba, what am I thinking about? And you start thinking of Jannat, the hurs of Jannat. You start thinking of your own wife, what a wonderful wife you've got. Or whatever else, your thoughts went to sports, for example. Any other amusement and waste of time thing, you realize, Toba, Toba. So you gave your heart, kabhi jaan dekar, sometimes your life. That is, your eyes are enjoying some haram, or any other part of your body is enjoying, now you realize, Toba, Toba, what am I doing, what am I seeing, what am I engaged in, and you refrain from that. So sometimes you give your heart, sometimes you give your body, that means the haram, you just cut it off. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In this path of the love of Allah, we are becoming loyal to Allah. Not that we are being cheaters and we are being disloyal. that we're claiming Allah's love also, and haram things also we're enjoying in our heart. Haram things we are looking at, etc. We're taking, from music we're taking some enjoyment. From the voices of some females we're taking some enjoyment. No, we are becoming loyal to Allah. That is also a sign to see how much of Allah's love we have got in us and how much we are becoming Allah's. That the haram things and all pastimes and amusements also, and are some, then later the stage comes that you are only with Allah. No more even permissible pastimes. Hazrat Rabia Basariya Rahmatullah Alayha says, seeing the Qudrat of Allah in the world, the skies, the heavens, the earth, all these things, she says these are things that to lead us to Allah. Once we have found Allah, now we don't need them anymore. Just like your GPS, he says, arrived at destination. Now you switch off your GPS, now you don't need it anymore. So when we have arrived at our destination of having found Allah, then even these things of this dunya, which are permissible, but now your mind goes off them. Now you have found Allah, your directions, you don't need them anymore. Now you put them away in your pocket. You don't need it now. Now you have found Allah. So that is, in this path of reaching Allah Ta'ala, a person is becoming more and more loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar. Your own happiness, you sacrifice it for the happiness of Allah. That we will also get enjoyment thinking of this haram, or if it is some amusement, some pastime, sports, etc., all that what we are thinking, we get enjoyment in there, but we sacrificing our enjoyment for the enjoyment that Allah doesn't want us to engage in all this haram, in all this pastime, in amusement. So we sacrifice our enjoyment for the enjoyment and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hum ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe hai. We are becoming the truthful servants of Allah. As we are more and more sacrificing, the more we are becoming the truthful servants of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka. Sometimes we are drinking the blood of our desires. Our desires are very strong. Like youngsters, the sports, they go mad for it. And if the parents have to stop them, today you can't go play. Or today you can't watch the commentary. Oh, it's an impossible thing for them. But sadly, how many grown-ups also, the sports still so much captivates them. So that desire, we are slaughtering that desire and we are drinking this blood, which is not, which is, this blood is not haram, it is for us to drink this blood. Just like the goblet of anger, anger is haram, but to drink your anger is for us. Drink up your anger. Just like that, your desires, which are so strong, and when you don't go fulfill that desires, it's like you have slaughtered your heart, like a spear has pierced into your heart, and the blood that flows, you drinking that blood. That blood is for us to drink. That blood is not haram to drink. That blood is for us. The blood of not fulfilling our desires. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. And in this way, our own ego, our own ana, ourself, we are annihilating it. And we are becoming Allah Ta'ala's. And a person becomes Allah Ta'ala's when he annihilates himself. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself for Allah, annihilates his nafs, that anger now he has destroyed. And a very important ajib point with regard to when a person related to anger is that they are taking of revenge. Islam is allowed to take revenge, but Islam has said to forgive is more better. But you are, and if you take revenge, what the condition? That only how much wrong was done to you, so much harm, and so much you take revenge, not more than that. So that's also a very, very difficult task, that a person keeps within his limits. But here, that both things have been permitted, there is a very interesting point here. And it appears that it applies to different people and different occasions. For some people, you must take revenge. Some people who are robbing everyone, and you forgive him, he's just too happy, he goes and he robs the next person also. The person who picks up a fight with everyone, every now and then he's fighting with his wife, chasing her out of the house, beating up the children, such a person, he should be reported to the police. They treat him in that way. But somebody who by mistake coveted this, and his nafs overtook him, it's not his habit, he's not doing it, forgive that person. So beautiful the Quran Sharif is, that yeah, it has permitted also. And we know in society there are those people whose pesha, whose work, whose hobby is just to do down people. So for such people, they're revenge. They'll take revenge there. But be careful, don't overdo it. Where even for such people, where it's necessary, report them to the police, let him sit in the back of the police van, go police station, let him spend the night in the jail, so that his head can come right. But a person who was overtaken by anger or something, he did something wrong, and he realized it also. And the correct sign of proper anger is that immediately you realize it, and you make tawbah and istighfar from it. Such a person, forgive him. Don't put him to task, etc. So how beautiful is not the Quran Sharif. So anyway, this ego of ours, we must annihilate this ego, and we must become, and that desire of our ego also, that how could he tell me this? How couldn't he listen to me? And now that anger that comes into you, destroy that anger, slaughter it, and drink that blood of that anger also, very, very untasty that blood is. But drink that blood, and the strength it will give you, tremendous strength it will give you. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Here is a sign again, an indication to that. Blessed for you, are your tears of sorrow. That when you have done wrong and you start crying, not that you are proud about your guna, and you put it on WhatsApp and you're passing it to your friends also, and you are boasting about it, that person must be put away. He must be given a good hiding, a solid hiding. But the person who made a guna and is sorry about it, and is crying to Allah Ta'ala, blessed are those tears of sorrow that flow. Ne baab ulfat ki wa ho rahe hai. All the time, new doors of closeness and marifat and the enjoyment of being with Allah is opening. Though he committed a guna, but he follows it up with tawbah, istighfar, with the tears of sorrow. He goes and look for some masjid where there is nobody, alone he's crying there. Or he goes to some jungle and there he's making tawbah and crying to Allah. Allah will open new doors of great, great marifat and enjoyment and closeness to Allah Ta'ala. This is Allah Ta'ala's great quality of compassion and kindness, that those people who are so nalaiq, who are so evil, so sinister, so bad, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai. Allah's compassion is being blessed. They are being blessed with Allah's compassion and kindness also every moment. Those who are sorrowful, they did wrong because of the evil, inherent evil. They committed a wrong, but they follow it up immediately with tawbah and istighfar. Those people, they are also, and with tawbah and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala anzal al-mustaghfirin manazil al-muttaqeen. Those people who make tawbah and istighfar, Allah puts them in the same category and group of the muttaqeen. Though they are ones who commit guna, muttaqi are those who save themselves from guna. But those who, when they do commit guna, they make tawbah, istighfar, sincerely, they turn to Allah, Allah puts them in the group of the muttaqeen as well. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. Hazrat says that, oh akhtar, look at the miracle of muhabbat. Love is a very powerful thing. One person wrote, that if I had wings, I would fly there to South Africa, and I would join all the programs, etc. But more stronger than the wings with which you fly is muhabbat. Muhabbat and himmat and niyat is much more stronger than the wings also that you have. And it is on account of muhabbat that the world is being turned around. So muhabbat, love, and the reality and the genuine love is something very, very great. As inshallah we will reach to that kitab of Ma'arif-e-Makhnawi, we will realize this love of Allah, how it turns around the world. Ke sultan ho kar gada ho rahe hai. That it is this muhabbat, that a person is a king, He's a ruler, and today we see till today, a person, the president of a country, the prime ministers, the ministers, they come to Roza-e Mubarak, and how humbly they are reading Salatu Salam. When they come to Kaaba Sharif, Tawaf they make, just like all the other ordinary. What is it? Otherwise, everything VIP. Everything, hato bacho, give way, when the cascade of the VIP cars are going of the minister, when the cars are in front, the security clearing the way, all give way, but the same muhabbat, when it comes, now they are so humble, now they forget all the things, and in Hajj, in Ihram, these people who are presidents, every year they come from different countries, but when they come for Hajj, in Ihram, they are dressed just like everyone else. No difference between them. Though the others still, they got VIP, all the facilities, etc. But they're dressing, they are just like everyone else. And so this is the power of love that makes one do this. And from that we can understand, this love, your beard, you will be not proud in the sense of pride, but in shukr, you will just enjoy. In love, you will not feel difficult to keep the beard, to wear the kurta, to wear topi, to wear the khanka topi. You want in love. How much you are blessed with that love, you will just want to follow in that way. Burqa for ladies, etc. And you will just, who you have love for? Al-muhib limay yuhib muti'un. A lover, who he loves, he is sincere to that person and follows him to the T. Everything, he doesn't resort to his own thinking and to his own logistics and his own tahqeeq or anything. Those who love Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, all his tahqeeqat, sir aankhon pe, they accepted it wholeheartedly. Those who loved our Shaykh, they didn't ask any questions about topi, about this, about that. They didn't ask for proofs of it also. They just accepted it wholeheartedly. So it is love, and love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person becomes a die-hard for Islam. And he doesn't ask questions also. And he doesn't want proof also. This is what love does to a person. And love takes a person much more further than what brains can take you. Brains are just very, very weak they are. Love can take you much more further. So may Allah bless us with this true love. And the love of the past also of our mashayikh in our lives. And the love which Allah is blessing all the time. New love also as well. We were reading here about Maulana Abdul Mateen Sahib, Damat Barakatum, who had written to Hazrat. And quite a bit we have read the last part of his very long letter. He writes further, aapke kalam se bhi aapka rutba adim ul mithal istiraran zahir ho jata hai. He says, oh Hazrat, that even by your speech, your bayans, your speech, etc., from there also your position, then there is no second to it, adim ul mithal, there is no second to it, without thinking. By force, I accept it also. I'm so pressurized. How your bayans, in other words, they make me go in a trance. And I see what great bayans also you make. Aap jo kuch halat wa maqamat awliya bayan farmate hai. And when you speak of the conditions and the maqamat, the spiritual stations of the awliya, what stages they had reached. When you make bayan of that, to aap hi. Then your own sea without shores, that means limitless what your position is, what your condition is, the waves of that sea, of that sea that has got no shores, and when the sea, a rough sea, it is wild, let's see, how your love for Allah Ta'ala is so wild. Some sparks, some drops of that only are of what the other awliya are. And we can make out when you speak, that, and this also is when a person acknowledges the position of the awliya and he realizes it, this proves he is also got that. And like many people will never speak about the ulama also, will never speak about the awliya, because they haven't got anything themselves inside. Yes, sports, the eyes will open up, the ears will open up, And they will have comments also. They will immediately, this sportsman was born this time, and this sportsman hit so many centuries, and he took so many hat-tricks, and so many, this he did, because that appeals to them. But with regard to the ulum of the ulama, and the ma'arif of the ulama, then you find the person feeling sleepy. Now he's rubbing his eyes to stay awake. He can't stay awake also. He can't, because he hasn't got that in him. When you got it in you, so he says about Hazrat, when you speak about the great awliya, I can see what you have got in you. And that waves of that rough seas, and that love of Allah, that burning ball of the love of Allah, I can see that what they, other buzurgs you explained, they only had few splashes, and what Allah has blessed you with. Mere Sarkar, my King, ye jo kuch keh raha ho, whatever all this I'm saying, dil se keh raha ho. I'm not just painting it, I'm not just saying it with my tongue, I'm saying it from my heart. Yaqeen wa wuthuq se keh raha ho. I'm saying it with conviction and with complete yaqeen. It is my real belief, these things. Bafadlillah wa bafayde murshidi, and by Allah's fazal, and by the face of my murshid, my sheikh, dalail Quran wa sunnat ki roshni mein keh raha ho. I'm saying all this with proofs from Quran and Hadith. Khuda ki qasam, Allah's qasam, Quran wa Hadith ko parkar, having studied Quran and Hadith, akhlaq-e-nabuwat wa hayat-e-nabuwat ko parkar, and after studying the akhlaq, the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah declares, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, what great your character was, and the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I have studied, مجھے حیرت ہی حیرت تھی. I was astonished, totally astonished, کہ اب ایسے نمونے کا کامل متبع انسان کہا, that now in the world, where is there anyone that can be truly and fully following in the life of the akhlaq and the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur kaise ho sakta hai? And how can it be? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhlaq, where is he? Aapki zaat mein, oh my shaykh, in your person, in your personality, eh mehboob, oh my beloved, Allah taat ne wo namuna mukammal dikhlaya. Allah showed me that example fully and completely. That how, and this also only those people can see who themselves have got some ability. You see, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, one of his murids after 10 years said, I'm leaving. Why are you leaving? I never saw any karamat with you. He says, 10 years you were with me. You ever saw me doing anything against sunnah? He says, no, that I never saw. He said, Zalim, what bigger karamat you want than that? That for 10 years to practice on sunnah. But if a person hasn't got sunnah's value in him, he won't see it also in anyone. Hey, those people who see it, when many times buzurgs come and visit us, one visit, they came, they made one namaz, they made bayan, they went away. But those who can see how many sunnats they are following. And those who don't see anything whatsoever. Don't notice anything. The bayan they make, from that bayan you can gauge that where they are. And what their position is. But for other people, even if they translate the bayan, but it is just a translation. No real effect it takes place. So it is on your own capacity. When you have that, then you can appreciate all this. And when you yourself don't have it, you can't appreciate it. After all, where can a carpenter appreciate the scientific inventions of a scientist? Well, what does he know? He wants his hammer and chisel. He wants his saw and nails. That is what he wants. That when he sees this somewhere, if he goes in a hardware shop, he won't go and see other things. He'll just go there. His eyes will fall on all his things. So everyone, what his taste is and that is, and fortunate are those people whose taste, and Allah has opened all these inside things, and they see this in great. Otherwise, we go to Makkah Sharif, we don't see any buzurg. We go to Medina Sharif, we don't see any buzurg. Great buzurgs have come and gone. They are present, but we don't see anything. But if that is in us, then a person will seek for that. مختصر یہ کہ, he says in short, in summary, الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ, آپ کی ذات عظیم اس صفات میں ہم نے شریعت مطہرہ اور حیات محمدیہ کا رخ زیبا دیکھ لیا. In your personality we have seen the great صفات And the Shariat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have seen it in your life. How many of us have seen our share, but who have noticed this? For it's just one buzzard that came, and it was just a road show, big dawahs and big show, and gone. We didn't see anything else. But those who could see, could see. And they were immensely affected. Those who even stayed by Hazrat, but couldn't see Hazrat, they were blind, they couldn't see Hazrat. But those who could see, saw what a great man he was. Sayyidi Mawlai, Jazakumullah Ta'ala, wa barakallah fi hayatikum, barakatan, muhayyiratan, wa faiqatan, wa musallamatan, wa fariqatan ma'a siha, wa salama, wa al-afiyah. All those duas is given for his share. Subhanallah, Hadraji, subhanallah, aap to aap, you are you. There is nobody like you. Aap to sar tapat jalliyat haq hai. From head to toe, I can see the tajalliyat, the effulgence of Allah Ta'ala in you. Aap ke dar o diwar ka tasawwur bhi qalb o jaan ko mast wa makhmoor aur munawwar kar deta hai. Just thinking about you, thinking about your khanka, how the khanka is, the walls there, the doors of the khanka, it makes my heart and my body, it just gives it great, great joy. A person finds this in illicit love affairs, that his beloved, he thinks of every small thing of us, and the true love of Allah and Allah wala, why are we deprived of that? And why the love of some woman will make us go mad, just her voice, just the way she walks, the way she does the things makes us mad. Why doesn't the love of Allah and Allah wala overtake us? So we have to cleanse ourselves and we have to find that love, then it will have effect on us. And mashallah, there are so many people who have been totally influenced by this. And we also regard them as great buzurgs, which show that we also acknowledge. So we also walk that way, we will become buzurgs ourselves. And these things will open up on us as well. Sayyidi, bahut piyasa hoon. Oh my master, I'm very thirsty. Shadeed se shadeed piyas mein mar raha hoon. I'm dying in great, great thirst. Ata farma dijiye, give me to drink. Ata farma dijiye, Allah ke liye ata farma dijiye. Give me also the goblet of wine, of the love of Allah, and the closeness of Allah. Saato asman o zameen se wasi piyala barha kar. And give me a goblet that is more bigger than the seven earths and the seven skies. More bigger than that. Us darwa se bheek maangne wala aapka sahib. And I'm that beggar of that door. And I'm a beggar at your door. Please give me that. Muhammad Abdul Mateen, ghufira lahu, Khadim Hazrat Ji. Next is Hazrat's reply to him. And in that reply also there are great lessons. In this letter also there were very great lessons for us to take. And in the reply also, which inshallah we will carry on with. Here we were reading the first prescription Hazrat had prescribed for guaranteed mort on Iman. In fact, not only Iman, but Husne Khatima, a good death. One is to die on Iman, that means with gunas also, and perhaps via Jahannam you have to go to Jannat, that is also a serious matter, but it is still you will reach Jannat eventually, finally. And one is Husne Khatima, that's straight to Jannat. No problem whatsoever, you get VIP treatment from the start. So one of that is Rabbana, La tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Further explanation of that, this the ending part of it. Ye istiqamat jisko husn khatma lazim hai. In ye wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. The tafsir of rahma, as we have read, is istiqamat. To be steadfast on deen. And this is a very great ni'mat. This is walking a very tight rope. Where you have your mother on the one side, you have to please her, and you have your wife on the other side. Where you have a choice. You see a young lady walking, you know her also, and she's walking alone, she's in a dangerous, must I give her left or must I not give her? To decide at that time. Many such situations, it's a very tight rope of Sharia to make the right decision at the right time. So this istiqamah, husn khatima lazim hai. It's one for the other. If you have husn istiqamah, you'll get husn khatima. If husn khatima is promised, you'll have istiqamah in life. Ye wo azim aur ghair mahdood daulat hai. This is that great and unlimited treasure jo dukhul jannat ka sabab hai, which will be for the cause of your entry into jannat, jiska tum koi muawaza ada nahi kar sakte, for which you cannot pay anything. The whole world is too small a price to pay for entry into jannat. Kyunki matlab, for example, 80 baras ki namaz roza se, why 80 years you left, you made your punctually your 80 years namaz, rozas, everything you did. So what should be the return? 80 baras ki jannat milne qanun aur zabta se jawaz ho sakta tha. That you work for 80 years, 80 years in jannat. And you stay in jannat for 80 years because you work for 80 years. That was the rule. Lekin hamesha ke liye ghair fani hayat ke saath jannat ka ata hona, but forever and ever, and jannat life that will never come to an end. Jannat will never come to an end. Your life will never come to an end to get there. Or mamdood amal par, or mahdood amal par, ghair mahdood ajr wa in'am, and with limited amal that we did to get unlimited reward and great bonuses from Allah Ta'ala, sirf haqe rabta aur ata'e haqe. That is only the right of rabta and ata'e haq, the gift of Allah Ta'ala. One is zabta and one is rabita. I borrowed you 200 rand. By law, I can claim it back from you. I got my proof, everything. That is zabta. And rabta, that I didn't make you salam. You can't take me to court that he didn't make me salam. But that means good. Like in the house also, there is zabta also. You must provide for your wives. And then there is rabta. You show her love. You show her kindness. Some feel that I provide for my wife. I give her food, clothing. So I fulfilled her rights. No, but there is rabta also. There are two things. Zabta is for which you can take a person to court. Even in an Islamic country. And rabta is that you can't lay a charge against the person. But the person didn't do good to you. Yeah. So this is Allah Ta'ala's rabta. That it wasn't a rule. But Allah's great. You worked for 80 years and unlimited jannat He gave you. That was just His pure kindness, compassion. Bas labz-e hiba se darkhast karo. So ask for this with the word hiba, gift. Gift us this. It's not our right. It's a gift from you. It's not your birth right. It's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Kyunki hiba babul maawaza hota hai. Because a gift is without working for it. If you work for somebody, you get paid. But a gift you didn't work for that person. And also, if a person says, you work for me, I'll pay you. He pays you what your work is. Then he gives you 10 times the amount as a gift. That is different. So, ma'awadha is that what you work for. And rabta is a gift which has. So you work for 80 years, then you get your jannat for 80. And Allah gives you eternal jannat. That is purely a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Aur hiba mein wahib apne ghair mutanahi karam se jo chahe de de. And in a gift, the person who is giving the gift, how much he wants to give, it is up to him. And dunya's people, no matter how wealthy, how generous they are, but they are limited. Allah is unlimited in every way. So beg of Allah for that unlimited gifts of His. His generosity is unlimited. His treasures are unlimited. So this we are taught in this dua to beg of that. Allama Alusi rahmatullah ali isi nukta ko bayan farmate. Allama Alusi explains the same point. Aur sigha hiba se tabir mein, by say using rabbana hab lana, hab hiba, give us as a gift. We are not asking you as a pay, we are asking you as a gift. Allah Ta'ala ne ishara farmaya, Allah has indicated to us in there, ke is rahmat se murad wo tawfiq hai. That Rabbana hab lana min ladunka rahma. That rahmat is the tawfiq of that, jiski barkat se banda deen haq par qaim rehta hai. By the barkat of which a person remains firm on deen, steadfast on deen. He makes the correct decisions. He hasn't got time to ask anyone, to go and ask Mufti Sahib, to ask your sheikh, what should I do? Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq to make the right decision at that time. Aur jo ke mehaz Allah ka fazal hai. And this is only the fazal of Allah. Fazal also is that which you get without you working for it. Aur inka karam hai, and it is the compassion of Allah, jisko ata farmai, for whom Allah gives it. We should beg of it. And whom Allah gives it, very lucky is that person that he makes the right decision at every time, steadfast. He doesn't incline this way, he doesn't incline that way. Many times we are faced with such situation. There's a wedding in a close family. The one side is family. We have to go and they invited us. The other side, there's going to be music perhaps, or perhaps no music. They say no, bepardagi, but we know there's going to be bepardagi. There's going to be qawwali. Now what decision? How to come through both things? Ke laachi bhi na toote, that your stick also doesn't break, or saamp bhi mare, and the snake also dies. So for example, an easy way which our Shaykh has shown us, especially for wedding occasions, go 2-3 days before. When they still nothing, take a present also, tell them we also part of your happiness. And also in wedding, there is part of happiness also. But the happiness is in the family. The family, they cook some nice food, they wear some nice clothes, there is a nikah taking place in the family. Not a whole big community thing, not going to the hall and making a big thing, not the whole big extended family and people coming from overseas also for the wedding, no. Just their family there, they show their happiness also on such an occasion. So you go a few days, you give them some hadiah also, give them duas also, show them I'm with you. But because of these other wrong things, I can't find myself being present there. So to do it both ways is not easy. Many times it becomes very difficult, and to make the right decision at such a time. Innaka antal wahhab. And then the dua of this ayat ends that you are the great gifter. You give gifts in great, great amounts. Ye maruf ta'leer mein hai ke tum ko humse hiba maangne ka kya haq hai. Or kyun haq hai? Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving the reason that why we are asking for Allah Ta'ala. The ta'leel, the reason, the illat of it, because you are Wahhab. You are such a being who just gives in. That's why we are asking you, we are presenting our request to you. We know you are such. Kyunki hum bahut bade data aur bakhshish karne wale hai. Because Allah is such that he is a very great gifter, and he gifts in great, great amounts, and he gives presents in huge, huge amounts. قَالُ الْأَلَّمَ عَلُوسِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَابِ بَمَعْنَا لِأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَابِ. That is مَعْرِزِ تَعْلِيمِ, which only if a person has studied Arabic literature, not only grammar but the literature, and if he has mastered it really, then he can take out these points, which is great. Mufassirin and great people, that we are asking you, لِأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ, because you are. That's why we are asking, we know you are. Just like Shaitan, when Allah was so angry with him, he asked Allah Ta'ala to live forever. Because he knew Allah is such that even at death time, in Allah's extreme anger, Allah is upset with him, but Allah will accept. So this is that a person must have that aqidah and marifat of Allah also. That you committed the worst guna, but you still say, Allah forgive, I know you are the forgiver. Nobody else can forgive, only you. Just say that and say how are the forgiver, and see how your heart will come cool again. And all your problems will go away. You need something also, you are desperate for something. Learn how to ask Allah. And that is marifat. This is what is suluk. To know Allah. And then somebody is ill. Somebody has got a problem. And that is also the reason why we go to people who we think are buzurgs for duas. Because they know how to ask. Eh? You got some legal matter. You also can write a letter, but you go to a lawyer. He knows how to write the letter. So here also, those who know Allah, we go to them, we say, we phone them, we go to them, please make dua for us. because they are the lawyers here. They know how to approach Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah bless us with this reality and to make this dua regularly, inshallah. In Ma'arif Masnavi, we read about Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar radiyallahu anhu, that we had read last week, previously, that he, how he attacked the fort, or the Jewish fort. Badshah ne wazir se mashwara kiya. The king made mashwara with his minister, ke kya is waqt kya tadbeer karni chahiye. One man has come to attack the fort. And they such an attack, one man alone, on his horse, that they closed the doors of the fort. So now the king made mashwara with his minister. What should we do now? This is this position. Wazir ne kaha ke tadbeer sirf yahi hai ke aap jang ke tamam mansoobon aur irade ko khatam karke. The minister said, there is only one solution now. Cancel all your ideas of fighting with this man. All, you've got your whole army, everything, but you cancel any and all ideas of fighting with him. Aur is ba hammat shakhs ke samne shamshir aur kafan lekar hazir ho jave. Go in front of this man who has got this great courage. What a heart he has got, what yaqeen, and what eyes on the qudrat of Allah. You go with your kafan in front of him and you drop your weapons in front of him. Aur hathiyar dal dijiye. Badshah ne kaha ki aakhir wo tanha ek shakhs hi to hai. The king said, he's only one man. I've got my whole army. We are in our place. Why can't we fight him? Why are you giving me such advice that I must humble myself? I must go there and declare a submission. I put up my hands up, and you take over. Why? When we got so much and he's only one man. Wazir ne kaha, the wazir explained to him and said, ki aap is shakhs ki tanhai ko bhi waqati ke nigaah se na dekhiye. Don't look at this wazir. Don't look at this man that he is only one man and you think that he is weak and he is only one. Don't look at quantity here. Zara aankhe kholiye, open your eyes. Aur qila ko dekhiye and look at the fort. Ki sima para ki tarah larza hai. That everything is shaking by this one man. The whole thing is vibrating and shaking. Aur ahle qila ko dekhiye and look at the people who are in the fort. Bhero ki tarah gardane niche kiye kiye sitme hue hai. Like sheep who are going to be slaughtered. They are just putting their heads down and they are just waiting. Sehme, that they are just controlling what is going to happen. They are very, very tense. That what is going to happen? Look at all this. Ye shakhs agarche tanha hai. This man, though he is one, lekin uske seene mein jo dil hai, but the heart that is in his bosom, wo aam insano jaisa nahi hai. It's not a heart like anyone else's. Uske aali himmati dekhiye. Look at his great courage. Ke itni bari musallah aksariyat ke samne, that such a huge amount of the army and who are all well equipped with arms in front of them, samne tanha shamshir barehna liye, he's got his naked sword and he's alone, thabit qadmi aur fatihan anda se elani jang kar raha, and he's absolutely solid and steadfast, and like a victorious person already he's announcing war with you people. One man, Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar rahmatullah ne. Aisa malum hota hai ke mashriq aur maghrib ke tamam fauje uske saath hai. The way he is fighting and he's coming as one man, but as though all the armies of the east and west are with him, like that he's fighting. Wo tanha ba manzil hai laakho insano ke hai. He's alone, but he's like hundred thousands of people. Kya aap nahi dekhte ke qila se jo sipahi bhi uske muqable ke liye bheja jata hai. Don't you also see that the security, the fighters in front who we are sending from the fort to go and fight him, wo uske ghoron ke taab ke niche par niche para nazar aata hai. We see them that they are just lying at the bottom of the hoofs of his horses. They are not even going in front to face him. Jab maine aise azim ushan infiradiyat dekh li, when I saw such great power in singularity, one person, and what control he has got. To phir ae badshah, aap uske aksariyat se kuch bhi na ban karega. Then you, with all your majority, you won't be able to do anything. Aap kasrat aadat ke aitibar na kare. Don't see your quantity, how much you have got. Asal cheez jamiyat qalb hai. The actual thing is that firm heart, the solid heart. And revolutions that come in countries is not by huge numbers of people. One person has the determination, he'll change a country also. One person with the determination changed the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he have with him? But how he changed the whole world. Today 1400 years and how he has changed the world. That is that when that heart is in a person. Aur ye quwwat us shakhs ke qalb mein bepana hai. And this power is unlimited in this man's heart. Aur ye ni'mat baad mujahadat husool e taalluq ma Allah ki barkat se ata hoti hai. And this great ni'mat, this great treasure, a person gets after a lot of mujahada. Hey, today we can't take our eyes off a woman. Hey, once some bad thought, we know that it comes, we bring bad thoughts. Our namaz is what condition? Where can we think of these people? Were such when they wanted to conquer Baitul Muqaddas, then where they were making namaz, a musalla they made, and they had to walk five times up and down. The Christians of Baitul Muqaddas put their most beautiful young girls, laden with jewelry, with the instructions, anyone touches you, wants to do anything, don't stop him. When they asked them finally after a number of days, they said that these people treated us like some wood, or stones, they hardly from the side of the eyes they looked at us. This is when a person gets that kind of a heart. And we think just little bit, sometimes we get some enjoyment in zikr or in namaz, but we also now be people. Hey, one thing, we are nowhere there and we think we are very far. Hey, this is a very sad condition of ours. Aur is atai haq ko tum is halat e kufr mein hargiz hasil nahi kar sakte. And in your condition of kufr, we with our weak iman, we can't get there. With kufr, how can you get there? لہذا فی الحال تمہارے لئے اس کے سوا کوئی چارہ نہیں کہ اس جہباز مرد مؤمن کے سامنے ہتھیار ڈال دو. At the moment you got no other way that you just drop all your weapons and surrender in front of this great mujahid. اور قلعہ کا دروازہ کھول دو. Open the doors and grant him his victory. کیونکہ یہ اکثریت بالکل بیکار ہے. Your majority is nothing. آگے مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علیہ بعض اقلیت کے سامنے اکثریت کے تعطل اور ضعف کو چند مثالوں سے سمجھاتے ہیں. In front, now the lessons مولانا روم is taking out and they are important. This was the instance that happened. And now he's taking lessons from there, which we will read inshallah in future. What great lessons he took out. That majority is nothing. That strong iman. One person with that conviction, with that iman is enough. And in the annals of history, Muhammad ibn Qasim, a 17-year-old boy, conquered the whole of the subcontinent. And he had that within him. And how many other cases also, Aurangzeb, rahmatullah alayhi, how many unlimited cases in the history of Islam, and this all comes when a person has that great love for Allah. When in India, the people had decided, who are very concerned about the condition of the Muslims, that we must make jihad. And they thought the best person for it is Maulana Thanvi, rahmatullah, he must become the Amir. They approached him, they spoke to him, he listened, he said, fine, no problem. But first 10 years, mujahada of the nafs. Jihad with your nafs being so strong, that's no real jihad. Hey, that is what happening presently, whether it is ISIS or whatever. All this, there is no jihad. It's just the name of jihad. The Muslim killing Muslim, where can that be jihad? And the kuffar are planning the killing of Muslims, raping of women. And Muslims are doing it, and we thinking we are doing jihad. First 10 years, he said, that we have to make mujahada. And our nafs must come under control. Then you can even take the name of jihad. Till then you can't even take the name of jihad when your nafs is your imam. Hey, what jihad are you going to make when your nafs is your imam? So this is what is required first. When this is done, And also the kuffar, they are very shrewd. They had analyzed that the Muslims' power lies in their Darul Ulums. Muslims' power lies in the khanqas. That's why they destroyed all the khanqas. Today we think khanqa is a new thing. The way they have totally annihilated it, and that we think it's a new thing. And they are trying that in the Arab world, Darul Ulums and proper Dini Talim, they have destroyed completely already. If it is anything left, is in the subcontinent. Of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and they have amassed all the power to destroy this also. We have to also make dua that Allah keeps us alive. In these things are our deen and our power. If they have realized it, we don't realize. They have got us involved in sports, in women, in haram, and we are proud about all these things. Wearing their types of clothes we are proud in. Living their lifestyle we are proud in. Our homes like their homes, we are proud. Our gardens like their gardens, we are proud. Ours was something else. And نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Our honor is in Islam, not in all these things. But today we regard ourselves as good Muslims. And we look down upon other Muslims. We are good Muslims. But what is our condition? So this reality, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, and we can see what is the masnavi of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, how he takes up the lessons. May Allah let us benefit fully, inshallah. Anyone else?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be having a program this week on Yom al-Jumu'ah and Yom al-Sabt, Friday and Saturday, in Lodium. Inshallah, after Asr Salat, till after Isha Salah, there will be the Islahi Jalsa taking place there in Lodium. So I'm going to request for all the brothers to participate. Jin, all the different masjids, is it on? There will be different programs taking place on Yom al-Jumu'ah in the different masajid in Lodium. So the brothers should try and participate, whichever masjid is close to them. Try to go to that program, inshallah. Which masjid? The Islahi Jalsa, inshallah, will be at Masjid al-Salam. Masjid al-Salam will be the Islahi Jalsa from Asr until after Isha Salah, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك وجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.